Hello, everybody. I hope you're doing really well. Thinking about you all. And I'm really excited to share this month's special coaching topics call. It's recorded this month. And the topic of our special topics call this month is what to do if a client doesn't know how to answer a question. What to do if a client doesn't know how to answer a question. You know that this happens a lot, and it can sometimes really freak a facilitator out, a coach out, a practitioner out. You ask a client a question, and they're just totally stumped. They don't know how to answer the question, or you ask them a series of questions, or it might be that you're looking at a particular topic together, and they're just like, I don't know what I want to do in this situation. I don't know what my vision is for my relationship, for my business. I don't know what's blocking me. When a client does this, it can sometimes really stop a practitioner in your tracks, but it doesn't have to. There are some tricks and tools and techniques that you can use to support clients to be able to know. And I'm going to share some of those with you today. Now, before we go any further, you know, it's important to say that sometimes, and for those of you that have been through Sacred Depths, you know this already, there are moments where a client isn't meant yet to know, right? To know what their vision is, to know what's blocking them, to know what they want, to have a solution, to have an answer, to, you know, for the, whatever the thing is, to be revealed. As human beings, we're not always ready to know. Sometimes things need to still be in the mystery for a bit, right? So we don't want to apply these tools and techniques that I'm sharing today to every single situation where a client doesn't know or can't see or just doesn't, you know, gets blocked on whatever topic you're talking about. And so the very, very first thing that you always want to do when a client doesn't know, when they get blocked to being able to see whatever it is that you're talking about, is the first thing you want to do is check your own filters around it, right? Do you have a need for this client to know? Are you attached as the practitioner to the outcome? If you are, you're making a story about why they need up a story about why they need to know, if you're attached to the outcome, if it's a need for you so that you feel like you're doing a good job or any of that, you need to check all of that, right? Because or else you're not going to be able to lead the client to where they need to be. And also then you're not going to be able to see if maybe this is something that it just needs to be in the mystery for a while longer, right? So always, always, always check your own filters, check your attachment to outcome, see what stories you're making up in response to a client not knowing. And then from there, the next kind of inner piece for you as a practitioner is to bring in more deeply love and compassion. I mention this, I know all of you approach your clients with a ton of love and compassion, but I mention this because what can oftentimes happen is in reaction to a client getting blocked on something you're talking about, not being able to see, not being able to move forward on a line of questions or a topic or whatever it is that you guys are looking at together, sometimes the practitioner can react to that, right? And again, make it about them, or maybe the practitioner loses their patience. Sometimes it can just create an unequal playing field. And you want to just make you want to level the playing field back out by bringing in love and compassion for yourself, love and compassion for this client, knowing that you don't need to force them into knowing. There's nothing wrong with that. If they don't know, there's nothing wrong with you or your work, right? And just love and compassion all around. From there, there are a bunch of different techniques that you can use that can create an environment for your client to find the answer if they are ready. So I'm going to share five of those techniques. But again, before you get to any of the techniques, number one, check your own filters, attachment to outcome. Number two, bring in more deeply love and compassion. And also, I just want to add, number three, sometimes you may need a little bridge to one of the techniques I'm going to teach you. And the bridge is to just really acknowledge and validate and normalize the not knowing. Just that alone can sometimes activate knowing for a client, right? So acknowledging, validating, normalizing is like, just to say, like, I totally get it. It's really common to be blocked when we step into a conversation of what you want your career to look like. Or it's really common to not know when we're starting to look at solutions to a situation that is as big as the one that we're looking at right now. It's all good. It doesn't mean that we're not going to get there at all, right? So sometimes, just to have that reflection back and that validation and that normalization and that honoring of what is, right, the honoring that they don't know, and that's okay, that can just soften so much up and open up pathways to answers being revealed, to solutions being revealed, to visions being revealed, et cetera. From there, then there are a couple of different techniques you can use. Number one, just simply rephrase the question, right? So sometimes a client gets stumped because the language that was used in the question or the language that was used in the exploration didn't totally resonate with them, didn't totally hit that sweet spot for them. So take a moment and rephrase the question that you just asked. And, I'll tell you guys, when this happens for me, I'll say to the client, give me a second here because I want to just think about how I want to ask you this question, right? And I'll take a moment. I may even jot it down. Sometimes it's about slowing down the pace of the question using the same words, but modifying the pace or the tone so that the client can take it in a different way. And sometimes it is about changing the words itself, right? Sometimes I'll say, for example, I'll say to a client, like, what's your fear here? We may be looking at a situation. I'll ask about the fear, and they're like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like I'm scared of anything, right? So I'll rephrase the question a different way. I might say, what would be at risk for you if you were to move forward with, right, whatever it is we're talking about, X, Y, Z. It's a different way of asking, what are you scared of? But sometimes that language will activate something that the what are you scared of won't. So rephrase the question. Now, sometimes the best way to rephrase a question is to use your client's own language and own filters and context of reference. So this is another tool or technique that can be really helpful. So, for example, if I'm talking with a client and we're getting to a point of, okay, what's the solution? And I say, you know, how would you want to move forward here? And the client is just stumped, right? Like just totally stumped. They don't know. I can bring in one of the client's filters or context here. So let's say I know that my client loves, I don't know, Beyonce, right? And really admires, you know, Beyonce and the characteristics that she admires in Beyonce are the ones that we've spoken about are necessary for the solution, you know, whatever it is. So I might ask, so what would Beyonce do, right? What would she do in this situation? Or if I know that my client is really connected in with the process of birth. Maybe she's had babies of her own and really the whole process just deeply resonant. Maybe she's a birth worker, whatever it is. You know, I might say if this were a birth, let's say we're talking about her business, right? If it were the birth of a business, if this were a birth, what would the delivery of this baby look like? Right? So using the client's language, using the client's filters, using their frame of reference can help move them out of that stumped place. Another technique is a really highly effective one when a client doesn't know how to answer a question, when they're stumped, when they just can't see it, is to shift the conversation out of the mental level of learning and transformation into one of the other levels of learning and transformation, into the heart level or into the spirit level or into the body level. This is a really effective strategy for when people don't know. Because when they don't know, usually it's their mind, right? Like they're getting mixed up in their mind. Their mind doesn't know. Even the word know is, you know, like oftentimes we associate with that mental level of learning and transformation. Or they're stumped or they can't see because there's something that their rational mind is not letting them see. But other parts of themselves have the potential to allow them to understand it, to see it, to get it, to know it, right? So take it out of the mental level of learning and transformation. So, for example, a lot of times when I'm working on visioning with a client, visioning what they want next, visioning, you know, a program, visioning a home, visioning a life plan, whatever it is. Visioning, even just the act of visioning, number one, is visual, right? So sometimes instead of just regular conversation, I'll have a client close their eyes and see it. Right? I'll lead them to out of their, you know, thinking minds and more to use visualization as you're in your body more, right? You're using other parts of you. Of course, you're using your mind as well. But I'll lead them through a visualization so they will see, you know, like what does this program look like? What do you see yourself doing in this program? How does it feel? All the things. The other thing about visioning in particular is that visioning is a function of the heart, not of the mind. When we vision into our futures, the best visions, whether it's the future of our career, our relationships, our health, our homes, our, you know, whatever it is, the most powerful and the most aligned visions really are functions of the heart, not of the mind. They're a heart's desire, right? And so if somebody is stumped when you're visioning, bring it to the heart level. Ask them questions about what their heart wants, what their heart desires. If, you know, ask them questions like, if your mind were not involved, or if there was nothing to be scared of here, what would your heart deeply want? You can have them close their eyes and connect in with their hearts first, really connect to it. Bring spirit in, right? For any of the issues that we're looking at, visioning or what's blocking you or, you know, what's a solution, you know, any of these kinds of things, if a client doesn't know, have them connect in with spirit, right? Whatever spirit is for them, remember from the four levels of learning and transformation, the spirit level of learning and transformation isn't necessarily spirit itself, isn't necessarily God, right? It's whatever your particular client connects in with in terms of something that's bigger than they are. It could be intuition. It could be higher wisdom. It could be the good of all. It could be God, right? Whatever it is. The spirit level of learning and transformation is so much about trusting something that's bigger than you, hearing answers from something that's bigger than you and your ego. So you can ask a client that's stumped to connect in with spirit. You know, what would spirit have you do here? Have them have a dialogue with spirit. Take it out of the mental level of learning and transformation. So another way to do that is not just through words, right? Hold space for a client to draw an answer just from their non, you know, rational thinking mind, just what comes through, and then have them draw out ideas and answers based on the drawing that they need. They can create a vision board and then draw meaning from the vision board. Any kind of ceremony can take a client out of the mental level of learning and transformation and into some of these others where they may be less blocked. Even journaling. Journaling is about words, but sometimes even journaling questions can really help bypass some of the things that sometimes just like the casual conversation can't. So that's another technique. Now the next technique to think about if you've got a client that doesn't know how to answer a question or can't see or whatever it is to take a little bit of time to actually unpack their pattern of not knowing. The unpacking of the pattern of the not knowing, if you can help them create awareness around it, so it's just not like, oh, I don't know, or oh, I don't have access to it, or, you know, whatever it is, but you can help them see patterning around this and why it's showing up and why it's there, that will start to poke holes in it, right? It takes it more out of the blind spot. And it can really help a client soften, and then all of a sudden, magically, they see what they need to see, they know what they need to know. And so unpacking the pattern of not knowing can be something as simple as a series of questions like this. So you can ask, you know, what does the not knowing feel like? How does it feel in your body to not know? What are the messages that you tell yourself when you're stumped? What's that inner voice saying? Where do you know this pattern of not knowing from? Where are other places in your life or times in your life where this has shown up? How does it protect you? What is it doing for you? What is its purpose, this pattern of not knowing, right? So just unpacking in ways like that can really help a client see so much and then prepare them to be willing to bypass the not knowing, or I shouldn't say bypass, but transcend the not knowing into the knowing, into the seeing, into the understanding. And then the last little technique that I want to mention for today is the question of, if you, I get that you don't know, right? You've already normalized it all that you say, but like pretend like you do for a moment. Just pretend like you do. What would it be? Take a guess. I don't love this technique. There's some practitioners that really love this one. Like if you could take a guess. I actually do like that. If you could take a guess, what would it be? That one can be helpful. But you know, I don't use the if you did know what would it be too often. But every now and again, in the right moment for someone, usually for someone who's just not, who you sense they do know, but they're just not confident in the knowing, or they're scared to utter what it is, it can be a really helpful question. If you did know, right? If you did know and it was totally safe to know, what would it be? All right. This was one of those quickies, but one that I think I wanted to share with you guys because it does come up so much, this question of what to do if a client doesn't know. And I wanted to be able to give you some places to go with it and some tools to use with it. I'd love to hear how all of this lands for you. I'd love to hear your additional techniques when a client is stumped. Let us know in the Facebook group what you're seeing here that's important for you, what you're taking away, what questions you have, and anything else that comes through. Sending you all lots of love. Enjoy your day.